Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show this half hour. Jack Ogilvy is with us. Jack is a partner and a co-founder of TechWood Consulting. Also the same title for Legacy Press Ventures. And these two companies are owned by the same folks, and they have a story that they're going to tell us, Jack's going to tell us, that I really wanted you to hear about. This is a topic that I've been telling you about for a long time, the whole ESOP program, the employee stock option program. And as I say, I've asked Jack to join us and talk to us a little bit about this. Jack Ogilvy, welcome to the show.
Hey, great. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you started a company called TechWood Consulting, or acquired it. I've forgotten exactly which way, but you've recently used an ESOP for that business, right?
That's right. Yeah, we started TechWood in 2008, so TechWood's almost 11 years old, and in 2018 we sold the company to the employees. So now TechWood is 100% employee owned.
How many employees in the group?
We have 25 employees.
25. Folks, that's a really important number to remember because Jack, over the years, I've talked about ESOPs on the show a lot. Our friends at Principal, you know those guys in Iowa, out of Iowa, Principal Insurance Company and Financial Services, they help a lot of companies with ESOPs. But when I've talked to them about this on the air in the past, I've asked them, I've said, you know, what's the lowest number, what's the lowest reasonable number to be able to fund an ESOP? And they've typically said, you know, probably takes 100 people, maybe you could do it with 75, but I've never heard anybody say 25. How did you pull that off?
Well, what's funny is that it's really just a function, if you want to, you know, consider this as an option, it's a function of a few other variables, not even so much size. I mean, there are some, the group that helped us do ours actually had done it with even smaller groups. And really, it's a question of, do you have a company that's worth owning from the employee standpoint?
Yeah.
Will your financials support the transaction? And then do you have a management team that's capable of kind of taking some of those senior roles? And we have built the company to be able to do that. We have, you know, kind of a top tier of five people who are leaders. These are folks who would love to own equity in the business, and just a nice way to really kind of reward their loyalty and performance. And then the financials supported it. And so, you know, from our standpoint, it was really kind of a win-win.
So if you do 25 employees, though, you can't have a business that's marginally successful, that's struggling to make a profit, that's undercapitalized. That's typically not going to work with 25 employees, is it? It's got to be a company that's successful, that's making decent margins, and that is generally profitable. Am I right about that?
That's right, yeah. And I think that would be true of, you know, even outside of the employee-owned option, you know, any kind of transaction where you're trying to take the company and liquidate some equity, you're exactly right. It does need to have some kind of financial reasoning there of that being the case. So also, too, just to kind of toss out, is TechWood is a professional services company. It's a digital marketing company. So, you know, that type of business is profitable. It's recurring revenue. It's got a few things going for it. But there are a lot of other companies that are that size that are, you know, several million of revenue, profitable. Shareholders are making good incomes. And they're very, you know, that equity is definitely worth something if they're considering that route.
You know, and you bring up another topic. One of the things that the SBA always does is they're considered the gatekeeper on what makes a small business, and they've said for decades a small business is anybody with under 500 employees. Well, I've been saying for a long time they were going to have to change their metric on a small business from the number of employees to the amount of the revenue. Because you and I both know in the digital age, you can do as much with 75 employees in business in the digital age as it used to take 500 employees to do, if you could even do it with 500 employees. And I, what do you think about that?
I agree with that. And I also, you know, I think definitely too, just like the, you know, our business model would definitely be kind of centered around a revenue per employee target. So we, you know, we're a $3.5-4 million company with 25 employees. And so, you know, like that's a kind of a good ratio and for that type of business. And so if you had, you know, let's say you had a company that was trying to be the kind of the same size, but you staff clean personnel.
Hold on. Like hold on to that thought, Jack. I want to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
We're going to get into this unit per employee, revenue per employee, to justify an ESOP after the break with Jack Ogilvie. He's with TechWood Consulting and Legacy Press Ventures.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.